evolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the 8th day of January in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our first show of the new year. Missed you guys for a couple of weeks. I actually really missed doing the show. But we're back, but Ori has a day off for various reasons. But anyway, good morning, Rick.
Well, good morning. Good morning. It is year two in the Deep States calendar, and it's going to be an interesting year, I think, for many reasons. I think this is going to be something that I don't think you want to miss, or maybe you do. I'm sorry, well, I can't really judge.
I know I've had a lot of people tell me Happy New Year, and all of them seem to be doing it either out of just courtesy or tongue-in-cheek. You know, I think everybody learned their lesson when we went from 2020 to 2021. And everybody was saying, thank goodness 2020 is over. And then we went to 2021, and now everybody's like, okay, we're in 2022. Now what? You know, that's the attitude I'm getting from people.
Yeah, I always am amused when people say, you know, thank goodness it's Friday. And I said, yeah, but don't you understand Monday's just right around the corner? And, you know, it's kind of, I don't know. What are you going to do this weekend? Are you going to commit suicide? What's your deal? I don't understand how you think time just now stopped. But, you know, enough philosophy from a beginner. There are, I've been taking notes for 2 weeks, and I must admit, you know, it's scattered all around like a crazy woman's skill, what do you call those things? Blanket, anyway. It's a mess, but there are a number of things on my radar today. believe it or not, gardening is part of it. Solar, and a little religious content, just a couple of interesting ideas, and also something else interesting, the Dry Creek Wrangler School, fascinating stuff, really. Let me do this. Let me begin.
Sorry. <hang on. laughs> Sorry about that, folks. A little frog in my throat. Anyway, one thing I wanted to throw out there, because some of our listeners, might not know what's going on in Europe right now. Just before the show, I clicked over to my subscriptions on YouTube, and I was just looking at all the demonstrations going on today in Europe against the vaccine. Let's see. Where's this one at? Paris. Another one. These are hundreds of thousands of people. Magdeburg, which I think is Germany. Where's this one? Vienna. And then, of course, we had Kazakhstan going on all week. Chile, that one's not about COVID. But have you noticed almost every major country, or not even major, about every country in Western Europe has had some kind of a demonstration, riot, you know, some of them are riots, some of them are just demonstrations, about these vaccine mandates that are coming out, the vaccine passports, the lockdowns, you know, all that. It's just, you know, it's like, where are we at? Because the entire rest of the world is saying no more. So that's kind of weird. What do you think?
Well, we've been, I think, I was talking to somebody a few days ago, and I reminded them, these are younger people, so that a lot of the old adages that we hang our hat on, they've never heard, which makes me look smarter than I am. I was reminding them that we are always only about 72 hours away from complete anarchy, and that is to say that if you start keeping people from having what they need, not want the need like food and other things like that, they become little edgy. Now, we've been so comfortable here in this country. I mean, to answer your question, where are we at? We've been very comfortable, I think. We've been kept in the dark. We've been kept asleep. Those European leaders have had their, they've been overreaching. They've had their boots on the public's neck for longer, well, in a more obvious way, than the U.S.
Right, so, they're harsher.
Yeah, and I think the people have been putting up with it longer, and I just think they're closer to the breaking point than we are. I mean, it's coming, I suspect. I don't think Americans, with their overall mindset, we're kind of addicted to freedom, at least I thought we were, and I think that it's on the way, it's just not here yet.
Well, I agree with you, and that's kind of the thing I was thinking. You know, if we go to the extremes that, say, Austria went to last week, you know, where the cops are sicking their dogs on protesters and beating them with nightclubs and all that, you know, the difference between us and all those countries in Western Europe, and for that matter, Eastern Europe, are disarmed. The citizens are disarmed. Here, if it gets too bad, everybody's got a gun. You know, when I say everybody, the majority of people have guns and some to give to their neighbors. So maybe we won't ever reach that point.
Well, trust me, the government understands that we're armed. And so I think it's fascinating to me that, and I guess, you know, the founders of our country, the fathers, the founding fathers, somehow foresaw, and I guess they had just about all they could stand of England, the king, and they wrote this right into it's our Second Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom, right to carry and bear arms, and for this exact reason. And here we are, 200-something years later, and it actually makes more sense now than it used to. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know, you know, of course, if you look at the Dems, every time you turn around, someone else is getting thrown off YouTube for freedom of speech. They call it hate speech. It's just people speaking their mind. You're not allowed to do that. And then the liberals, I'm not even going to call them the Democrats, because a lot of Republicans are guilty of constantly trying to snatch all the guns. And so what they're doing is they're systematically trying to take away the First and Second Amendment, and when they do, we're going to turn out to be a lot more like Europe and China, where people just get disappeared, you know, and that'll be the way that is.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. Okay, Rick, I just wanted to throw that out there real quick before we got started on the main topics. I just found it interesting.
It is interesting, but it's one of those things that that you can't really do too much about from the average citizen does not have the wherewithal to change the law. And I think we have found lately that even elections don't really matter because, you know, those you get enough computer power, you can do whatever you want with those as well. I will say this before I go on to some interesting stuff here about the book of Peter, is that I was watching and I kept trying to turn this YouTube off, but every time I reached for the button, they said something else interesting. And I wound up listening. It was 24 minutes. It was a discussion between Max Kaiser, who I think is quite brilliant in his own right. I love the way he looks at stuff. He's looking at the same stuff that I'm looking at, but I guess because of the way his brain works, he comes to kind of different conclusions than I do. My conclusions are more, how should I say, garden variety, whereas he has been dealing with financial matters and practical matters so long that his conclusions actually are a little different than mine, and I really enjoy hearing his take on stuff. He was having a discussion with a guy I wasn't familiar with, but he claims is an audience favorite, Paul Hugh Smith. Bright guy, but a bit of a hippie in his outlook, which, let's be real, I mean, in these days of woe and doom and gloom, I appreciate a guy who comes to the table bearing some hope. But what in the 21st minute of this interview, they both agreed that the system was essentially designed to fail, and is now with the Fed coming out, I guess, last week, and saying that they're going to stop buying up. In fact, they're not only going to stop buying up equities at the pace they're going to start selling off some of what they have, and they're talking about raising interest rates three times this year and three times next year, and that was all in the Fed minutes. So last time they made noises like this, the market plunged about 4,000 points in a month. Now, I have to assume this is controlled demolition, or unless it just gets out of hand. But what was interesting was when we got to the point in the discussion where, and these are two very bright guys talking like gentlemen, Paul Hugh Smith thought that there was going to be like this revelation, kind of a kumbaya moment where we all just sat down around a fire and gave each other a hug and agreed to reset our expectations and our financial system calmly, like civilized people. I have to laugh. And
he's imbibing.
Well, I believe he was from California, so you can, you know, he might just be drinking the water. But Max Kaiser said, yeah, maybe someday, but before that, we're going to have some real violence. And I guess I appreciate Paul's tongue-in-cheek. I really appreciate his attitude, but I really do think that we are always 72 hours from anarchy, and I think Max Kaiser on this point is more right than Mr. Smith. Obviously, like I said at the beginning of the show, this is going to be an illuminating time to be around. It's just going to be an interesting year. A lot of guys, go away. I'm getting my butt texted off. It's going to be fascinating this year. A lot of these financial wizards are calling for a collapse in the first half of the year, quarter one or quarter two. They're thinking that all hell is going to break loose, but absolutely no later than this year. So what I can't understand, and to that point, I'm going to say that I have not been able to comprehend why the larger Bitcoin investors have been able to manipulate Bitcoin the way they are. What they're doing, if you watch the online analytics, you can see that the so-called whales, the people with really large wallets, have a number of stunts, and I've already been over them. I'm not going to go into it again. But the idea is that they're keeping the price tamped down in the low 40s, in the low 40,000s, and the smaller people, these people who own just little bits, are selling to them, and they're accumulating as much coinage as they possibly can, and then at some point, it's anticipated that Bitcoin will do what it always does, which is go on this breathtaking run, where it could easily double in price in a week.
I agree.
Or 2 weeks. Yeah, it's now, very what I've done, that way. Yeah.
Not financial advice, folks, but for what I've done, I have taken all my crypto assets, converted them back into U.S. dollars, but I'm holding them on the platform. My thinking is it's going to go down farther, probably for the next couple of weeks at least.
Possibly.
And then when it does, I will be able to buy much more coinage of whatever I decide to buy, probably Polygon, and something like that, and I'll be able to buy much more of it.
Well, the stunt, people are going to criticize you on this point, and that is that if we all knew where the tops and bottoms are, we'd all be rich. So the you know, all these cryptos basically are riding the coattails of Bitcoin. When Bitcoin is going crazy, everything else is going crazy too, and when Bitcoin is depressed, everything else is depressed. So how and when to pick the bottom is really difficult. You know, some people would say you're better off buying $20 worth a week all across and cost averaging in. That way you will hit the bottom with $20. So if that makes you feel better. But, you know, anyway, that's kind of the deal. But I've never been able to understand, and I think I was kind of losing my concentration there.
I don't understand.
No, that's fine. Yeah, I don't understand why Bitcoin and the stock market have anything to do with each other. I've never heard an adequate explanation on this point. They should be more like precious metals and stock market, which should be moving independently and don't. But the reason that they don't is because, of course, of the derivatives market, which somehow people have decided has something to do with the physical market, which it doesn't have anything to do with it. But and I think we'll find this out. One day we're going to find out they don't have anything to do with each other, and it'll be this year when everything goes to hell in a handbasket. But then again, there are other people out there that are suggesting that when the stock market, one guy, let's see, who was it, man? He's one of the really big guys, and boy, was he upset. I can see his face. I can't. He's a financial advisor of great repute, and he was saying this market crash is going to be 50%, like, immediately, like, in a matter of a week, and then ranging up to 80 and 90% before it's over in the next several months. So this is calling for a 90% collapse of the market. Now, other people are saying, and when that happens, Bitcoin will go to hell in a handbasket right along with it. And I'm kind of like, why? Why would it? Why wouldn't it just go in the other direction? Anyway, you know, that is also a mystery to me.
We'll be back in 3 minutes. Start talking callers, taking callers top of the hour.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Rural Survival Show right here on Republic Broadcasting. Hope everybody's having a great day. Rick and I are currently discussing some things financial, not all things. There ain't enough hours in a day for that. Rick, go ahead and continue your thoughts, buddy. I'm listening intently.
Sorry? Well, yeah, I am. Sorry, I was trying to hit the mute button, but it wouldn't go. This is good. You're going to love this. I've been meaning to bring this up while we were on break. All these texts that I was getting, which are exploding my eardrum while I'm trying to talk, are from my son who is seriously considering buying a piece of property in Decentraland for $5,500, and he wants to know if I want to chip in. I'm just going to go over this real briefly. What little I understand of this is that, remember a couple weeks ago, I told you some guy spent $5.5 million on some property in the metaverse. Remember that?
Yeah.
No, yes.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Well, so apparently this would be the same situation. So I don't know tons about it, but I will tell you what I do know, and I think I'm right. The way you would, the whole idea behind this is that the amount of ground is limited. So it's like Bitcoin in that there, what makes this stuff, what gives this stuff any value whatsoever is the fact that, that there is a limited amount of it. So what we have is a commodity, which essentially would be an NFT. Really, it's what it would be, I think. That's a good way to describe it.
Yeah.
In order to purchase this stuff, I think you have to buy a coin, I think, called Mana, as in manna from heaven. I think it's called, which, by the way, in Hebrew, if you can, this is humorous, in Hebrew, manna means what is it? that's kind of funny. When they came out of their tents in the desert and saw the hoarfrost all over the ground, which was actually bee poop, it was honey is what it kind of was, the first thing they said was manna, which meant what is it? So they ate it. Of course, they gathered it up and they ate it, but that's not the point. Just a weird side note. You buy this coin called Mana, which by the way is humorous. And then with that, I think you can buy ground in the metaverse. So it would be probably roughly the same as buying some Bitcoin. In theoretically, it would be the same. So I don't know. I was thinking about buying some more Solana because the price. Yeah. Well, the price of I think Solana is, and once again, disclaimer, this is not financial advice, but with Bitcoin getting beaten up, I kind of like the Solana story, and it's DeFi, it's decentralized finance. It's a platform, something like Ethereum. And I kind of like their story, and I was thinking about buying a little bit more of it because it's got knocked down from 200 all the way to 130, and I thought, well, you know, I might buy a little bit more of that. But if that's the case, maybe I'll buy just a little bit of this ground in the metaverse. It would be funny. If I could find pictures of it, I'd send it to you. I wonder what it looks like. Anyway, moving on. Let me just say this because I know we're going to have a break coming up real quick.
Yeah.
I saw this somewhere, and it is interesting to me. It's called The Lasting Effects of a Moment of Charity, Kindness, and Non-Judgmentalness. It says, when you do something kind or charitable, or you refuse to judge, these memories burn themselves into the recipient's soul like a branding iron and never forgotten, remembered in times of strife, an anchor in the high winds of life. It is life-saving, it is life-changing, and it is always paid forward. This is your one chance to leave a mark you'll be proud of. And then I just wanted to suggest this, and this has been one of my favorite quotes. It's in 1 Peter, I think it's 4:8. It says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. Now, in this particular case, that just means that you refuse to judge somebody. That's what that means. I got
right,
it in just in time.
We'll be back in 3 minutes.
I want the
truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
And gentlemen, this is the World Survival Show right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is Saturday, the 8th day of January in the year of our Lord 2022. Rick, before we get going again, I need to do a quick shout out to our sponsors, which are Water Revolution. Folks, if you value your health and you value being able to drink clean water when there is no water coming out of your tap, or even if you just don't trust your tap water, there's a banner on ruralsurvival.life towards the top of the page. Says Water Revolution, has a picture of their emergency countertop filter there. Click on that. We've got almost every product they've got here at the house for purifying water. And, you know, it wasn't too expensive, believe me, not for the value we're getting. So you might want to check them out. Also, the banner right below that is Extendivite. Now, folks, if you want to feel better, if you're older like Rick and I are, this is a helpful product. It really is. What it does, basically, it takes the plaque out of your arteries. It is 100% herbal. you will feel better. And it only costs you about $30 a month. So you might on that and read it. I take it literally every day. So does Lori. I'm assuming you take it every day, Rick. I don't know. But
no, that's true. I got quite a regimen, and that's part of it.
Yeah. But anyway, folks, you might want to take a look at those two things. I make a little bit of a commission off Water Revolution sales. Don't make anything off of Extendivite to speak of. I mean, they just send us some free products, so once in a while, and it's not based on sales. But both those are really good values for your buck. You might want to check them out. Okay, enough advertising. Okay, Rick, were we talking about?
One more thing about city water, I will say, and if I mentioned this before, I apologize. But I got it was about 2 months ago, I got a text from my daughter who was talking about my granddaughter who was getting white spots on the front of her two front teeth, and she thought it was very curious. And I said, yeah, when I was a kid, I had them too. And it turns out, in talking to some doctors, it's sodium fluoride accumulation in her teeth. And sodium fluoride is not good for you in any way, shape, or form.
No.
It doesn't help you with tooth decay. The Nazis gave it to the Jews to keep their mouths shut. It clogs your pineal gland, which is, they call it your third eye, which is that thing that is supposed to help you to have religious experiences. Sodium fluoride messes that up, which is exactly why the Jews, the Nazis, gave it to the Jews. And then after we stole the scientists from the Nazis, after World War II, suddenly it started showing up in your water. So you make of that what you will. But personally, I believe not only does it make your teeth look screwy, it ruins your chances at decent religious experiences. Moving on to some other things that I wanted to talk about for the last 2 weeks. There is this fascinating YouTube channel called DIY Solar, and there's a young man. I swear this kid could be if he's not going to be an electrical engineer, he's wasting his life. His name is Will Prouse, P-R-O-U-S-E. It's DIY Solar, Will Prouse. And this, I don't know where in the world he gets all this equipment and all this money, but I'm going to guess his YouTube channel does quite well. A YouTube channel that's got good following will produce as much as $1,000 a week, which goes a long way toward buying stuff. I'm going to guess also companies probably send them stuff just so that, you know, they can get it out there in front of you as an advertisement. But there is a one-hour install solar system called GrowWatt, and it's one of the cheapest out there and one of the most reliable. It comes in at 29 cents a kilowatt hour. I want to say that the server rack, this is going to be lithium ion phosphate that's the batteries. Those last 10 to 20 years, that's really been the weak spot in all solar equipment, is how to store the electric. There it is right there, lithium ion. They've got some newer stuff coming out, but I don't know anything about it, and I'm fine with 10 to 20 years because I'm 70, and we'll see how that works out. If I have to replace my batteries when I'm 90, it's okay because Bitcoin will be $5 million, and it won't mean a thing to me. I'll just give them a couple Satoshis and I'll get new batteries. It comes with 2-gauge cables, and all the stuff that you need. I think, unless I'm misquoting this, it's going to cost you under $2,500 to set yourself this system up. And it's a 5-kilowatt system, which isn't bad. You're not going to be running your air conditioner off that, but You certainly could run everything else. I'm almost certain that you could keep your freezers and refrigerators and have, and I'm shooting from the hip here. I don't know this for sure, but I feel confident that you could have your refrigerators, freezers, and your nighttime lighting taken care of with the system. So, and it is lithium iron phosphate. Now, here's something. You know, just when you think you know everything, and I always do, I noticed, I bought last summer a couple of Valence used medical equipment batteries. They're lithium ion batteries that have been taken out of medical equipment from hospitals. These would be like the crash carts and other equipment that they run up and down the hallway. These do not operate off plugs. They're independent. And these batteries have, like when you get them, they still have, like at least the two I got, were I think 110% of their life. So they don't wait until they're ruined to take them out because it's a hospital. They just have a maintenance plan and they take them out on a regular basis and get new. Because it's a hospital, they don't care because they got all the money they need. So I bought them, and I noticed that the little green light on the top, it stopped blinking, so I thought, oh, I better charge them up. So I went and got my battery charger, and do you know, lo and behold, you can't do that? You cannot put your battery charger on lithium-ion batteries because when you do it, it trips out the BMS, which is the battery management system, which in a Valence battery is inherent. It's a part of the system. It's in there. It's got, right. already got a, it's got that in there. What it does is it makes the battery think it's full right away. And lights start flashing everywhere, and you're like, uh-oh, this doesn't look good, and I disconnect it. Of course, try it again. No. I think, okay, they've been in the garage. Batteries might be too cold. Bring them in the house. Warm them up. Try it again. No. I start looking around, even though I've seen 5,000 hours of these solar videos, nobody has ever told me that you got to have a lithium ion battery charger. I didn't know that. They're about $35, so I bought two, because two is one and one is none, right? And right. So I bought two, and lo and behold, it works just fine. The lights flash for just a second until what it does is it'll reset the BMS for you, so that the battery will accept the charge, and then everything works just fine. So,
well, I'm glad you told me that, Rick, because I've got a lithium-ion battery. I'm getting ready to buy another one as soon as I get my taxes paid for this year. And make a long story short, I had no idea about that, so I'm going to have to get one. Or do you require one per battery, or...
No, it's a battery charger. You just move it from battery to battery. The idea, though, of course, now I'm not good at this, but they normally have what's called balancing leads, which when you need to look into this, because when you go to hook this all up, you need to have these little balancing leads on, and I think basically what they are is little thin wires. I mean, they look to me like they're 18-gauge, but they keep the batteries balanced so that one battery isn't holding... Right. more charge than another. It's so I think that you're using these batteries evenly when you upcharge and discharge.
Right. So in a submarine, they call it an equalizing. Yeah, in a submarine, they call it an equalizing battery charge. And what that does.
Little wires. It's a harness, a little harness that you have to hook up.
Yeah, they charge all batteries at once. Of which, at least the boat I was on, I think it had 288 big batteries.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they charge them right off the reactor and keep them full all the time, of course.
Well, and you know, of course, when you've got a solar system set up, anytime there's light available, I mean, even on a cloudy day like we're having right now, they will do some charging. You don't have to be in the full sunlight. As a matter of fact, if you put a voltage meter on your solar panels and look at what they'll be doing in the full sun, what they do in the shade, you'll watch them, even if a cloud drifts in front of the sun, you'll watch it go from like 97% down to 75% and then back up again. But
right.
Solar panels are not really ever doing nothing. So, you know, basically your batteries will always be, during daytime hours, always be under some kind of a charge. You'll be charging something. And then you've got the newer panels, which I don't have. I guess I bought my panels 3 or 4 years ago. They've got some, the newer panels are much more efficient, and they do much better job of charging on cloudy days. Which, by the way, speaking of which, not to change the subject per se, but around here, we have been in the single digits a number of times during the week. And,
oh, yeah, us too. Below zero, in fact.
Yeah. Yep. So you're good to rabbit hunt, folks. If you want to get out there, my apologies preemptively to all the people who will not eat meat, but I will certainly eat rabbit. And as I think I told you a few weeks ago, didn't I hope, that when I was thinking about doing duck and rabbit for Christmas, did I tell you guys this? I don't remember.
I don't recall that you did.
Well, going into Christmas, I had a wild hare. See what I did there? And
yeah.
And I decided that I was going to, you know, maybe try to do a au naturel Christmas and have, we had some duck for Thanksgiving. It was amazing. It was better than turkey for sure.
I agree.
And then it was good. And, but not everybody agreed, you know, because it's dark. It's dark. But I thought it was absolutely wonderful. And I like rabbits just as well. I would take a duck or a rabbit over a turkey any day, but no, we didn't do that. We actually wound up going with, what did we wind up going with? Flank steaks, which I love too. But anyway, so anyway, once you have heart freezes like we have had, you can go out and get you some rabbit because the worm that, the disease they carry around dies
tularemia.
In heart freezes. Tularemia, and you can, now you're good if you get a couple rabbits. Now, what I found out real quick is, I sure thought I mentioned this, is rabbit right now around here is $18 a pound, so one rabbit is $36. That is ridiculous. I mean, $36, I don't know what kind of a turkey that would get you, but I think it would be a big one.
It would.
That would. Yeah, I don't know. I don't keep track of such things, but I guess where I was going with this was that because my chickens, and I've mentioned this, I know, are doing two things. First of all, they're misbehaving, eating their own eggs, and then we're into that time of the year where they're really not laying anything. And plus, I think, as, and I believe I've mentioned this before, I failed to keep track of who was who. I'm going to have to start banding these things because once a chicken reaches a certain age, they really just don't lay anything anymore. You know, they might lay an egg a week, and that's about how it's just. So I'm feeding these chickens regularly and getting literally nothing out of it.
Yeah,
so
we're
going to go ahead
right now, too.
Yeah.
Even though we, I don't think anybody's getting much eggs right this minute.
Well, and if they were 1 year old, I would just hang on to them and wait it out. But some of them could be as old as 4 years. And so all I'm doing, I don't need chicken pets. I've already got all the pets I desire, and so I'm going to get. I'm going to go ahead and slaughter these last 10. And remember we talked about this. These are tough old birds. These are not going to be fried chicken. You cannot do that with old chickens, but there are certainly things that you can do.
Like chicken dumplings.
Oh, my goodness, my favorite of all time.
My daughter,
chicken and dumplings,
she cooks it all the time.
Chicken soup, chicken stew. And everybody will tell you if you look this up, that the chicken stock made from an old bird will be well beyond anything you can buy anywhere. So you know, the stuff we cook them down in, the stock, we keep
yeah.
that too. So even though these birds are not meat birds, they're not going to be fried chicken, they are as valuable or more valuable than meat birds in a lot of ways. Speaking of chicken and dumplings, I did that 2 days ago with a bird that I got on sale. And what I used for the dumplings, I just had this thought. I was standing there looking, and I looked right at the Red Lobster cheese biscuit mix. And I'm looking
Ooh,
at that, and I'm thinking, it was amazing. My wife snapped her head up and looked at me and said, "What is this?" And I didn't put the cheese in. I just left it the way it was, but you could have added some cheese to the wet dough. I did it more as a dressing, so I chopped up onions and celery and mixed it with the biscuit dough, and I put big tablespoons of that in the stock with the bird, and it was insane. It was super-duper good. It was better than the bird, so I'm just saying.
Oh, I bet.
So
yeah.
I want to – so aside from Will Prowse's YouTube website explaining solar, which I think maybe you should – maybe you people want to look into, even if you have a very small, limited system, there is something charming about having lights and being able to charge up your refrigerators and freezers when you're out of electric for a few days. It's just, it gives you a feeling of security. Instead of staying awake all night, you know, it's like saying our fathers, it knocks you out cold. It's just a great feeling to know that you're not completely relying on the system.
Right. Well, what I've done, Rick, just so people can have an idea of how easy it is, I might have said this before on the air. I know I told you, but I got two solar panels, one lithium ion battery. I bought some 12-volt regular, like they look like bulbs that go in a regular lamp, but they're bulb. I bought them from 1000bulbs.com. I think I bought a dozen of them. The thermostat we got for our incubator is mechanical, so I don't have to do anything on that. But basically, on our big incubator, all I've got to do is change the light bulbs from 110-volt to 12-volt, and whether we have power or not, I'll be able to run that incubator, which doesn't, you know, once it's warmed up, it doesn't require much power at all. And that way, if we lose power for whatever reason, we don't lose, you know, 3 weeks worth of hatching,
yeah.
You know, if we lose power in the fourth week. So,
well,
you know,
well,
it's as much of an experiment. Go ahead.
Well, I suspect it'll be a successful experiment, but, you know, see, that's the thing. It's not just the money alone. It's what if you've got a freezer full of meat and you've been waiting for, you know, things to go bad and you were kind of counting on that for a little bit of protein to augment the rest of your food stocks, and you lose that whole freezer full of stuff. You know, it's not just the money. It's that, you know, now you're in a situation where maybe that food that you have is no longer readily available, or the price has gone to such a point where you just don't feel like buying $1,000 worth of meat at this point. And so
right.
it's a lot more than just money. It's availability and time wasted and aggravation and so many other things. And it was, you know, like last year when we had that rogue freeze, in April, I lost every pepper plant and every tomato plant I had been growing for a month. And it is, now it's not just a question of losing $100 worth of plants. It's now I'm 3 weeks or a month behind. You know, and then,
right.
So there's more to it than just money. There is the feeling of self-reliance and security. Security is a great feeling. If you've ever felt it, it's marvelous. It's an addiction, really.
Yeah, well, what I did on the freezer aspect, Rick, I got a 6,500-watt inverter, sane wave inverter, so I can take one of those little Walmart freezers I've got and set it out in the feed shed instead of being on the front porch. And one more battery, two more solar panels, and I should be able to run that and the incubator and a small, like, mobile home refrigerator, you know, those cheapies that are small and don't have an ice maker. They got a refrigerator and a freezer.
Well, I believe those things run 24 volts. I think all mobile home and boat stuff is 24 volt, right?
Well, no, I'm talking the mobile home people live in, like a double wide and all that. The refrigerators they come with.
If it doesn't have wheels on it, it's not that mobile. Yeah, go ahead. You mean a college refrigerator, like a college fridge?
Well, no, they're in between that and a regular fridge. They stand 5 feet high. They're about 32 inches wide and about maybe 28 inches deep.
Oh, that's the same dimensions as my girlfriend.
Okay. So, but anyway, you know, I did all the math, and I should be able to run that freezer and the incubator all at the same time, you know, on a sunny day.
For those of you that are unfamiliar with that subject, you can go to Will Prowse's DIY solar site, and he has one called Sizing Your System. Sizing your solar system, and you'll get a vague idea of what you need or what you want or what you can afford, basically what you got to do is look at your situation, decide what has to be turned on and what doesn't need to be turned on, find out how many watts you're running, and then look at the price for that. Look at how many batteries and how many panels, and you'll find out about where you stand. Financially and realistically, and it's a good thing to know. Even if you don't do it, it would be great, you know, to write that down on a piece of paper and keep it somewhere just in case. I think we're about to hit a break. I was going to talk about there's also something out there called rabbit math. If any of you people, When I go to replace those chickens, which I guess I will in the spring, get some more layers, I've been tossing about the idea of getting a few meat rabbits. But the only thing is, I'm not squeamish about hunting. I've done plenty of it. I do have a psychological problem with beating baby rabbits on the head, so that's kind of weird.
Man, call my daughter up one day. Okay, ladies, we'll be back in about 2 minutes. Call-in number is 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.